The chapter 3, Mishnah 7. Mishayu shtei kita edim ma'idus oisa. He has two sets of witnesses testifying about him. Now, the background to this, the Kati brings, is in a monetary case. If two sets of witnesses come, so normally, right, what happens, you know, they contradict each other, whatever. But what happens if the one set of witnesses says that the defendant owes the plaintiff 200 and the other set of witnesses says he owes him 100? So in this case, I'll be on a monetary law case. The Kati brings he would have to pay the 100 because then the 100 they both agree on the first 100 they all agree, right? The second 100 they're contradicting each other, so the second 100 he wouldn't have to pay. So how do we apply that case to Nazirus? For example, Adam Idim Shenazir Shtan, the one set of witnesses says he undertook to do 2 30-day periods of Nazirus. The Adam Idim Shenazir Chamesh, and the other one said no. He undertook to do 5 periods of Nazirus, the other set of witnesses. So 2 sets of witnesses. One says 2, the other one says 5. So, Bashamo Emrim Nechelka Ha'edus Ve'enka Nazirus. He says, since they contradict each other, there's no Nazirus over here. He doesn't undertake any periods of Nazirus because the witnesses contradicted each other. Ubeis Hillel Emrim, but Beis Hillel say Yesh Bichlal Chameshtan. There is included in 5, 2 is included in 5. And therefore, Shei Nazir Shtam, he has to do 2 periods of Nazirus of 30 days, and that's the halacha. The halacha is like Beis Hillel as usual.